I'd like to read this evening in Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus 10 and 8, the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put a difference between the holy and unholy, and between the unclean and the clean. I want you to notice what the Lord spoke to Aaron. Told him, don't drink wine or strong drink. And there were two reasons given. One is in case you go into the tabernacle and you die there. It is a serious thing to go into the service of the Lord and to try to minister God's word and to be defiled. It was a serious thing back then, and it's a serious thing today. We ought to have a deep respect and a fear to do anything that's not right, lest we die. But there was a second reason given as well, that ye may put a difference between the holy and unholy, and between the unclean and the clean. Now, if you and your fellow priests begin drinking, partaking of strong drink, you begin taking these defiling things into your life, let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to blur your judgment. You're not going to be able to tell the difference between the clean and the unclean anymore. So it's a serious thing. I believe that it is still the responsibility of the ministry today to declare the difference between the clean and the unclean. Amen. We live in a world that people are trying to blur those distinctions. That people do not accept spiritual explanations anymore. But I believe that it is still our responsibility, not just the ministry, but of the church, to make a difference between the clean and the unclean. Amen. I believe in Bible times when a leper had leprosy, that he was obligated to cry out, unclean, unclean. Yeah. And the purpose for that was so that no one would get close and so that the disease would not be communicated to another person. Yeah. Unclean. I believe we have an obligation today to still be crying out about things that are unclean. Amen. I want to speak to you tonight about some spirits. The Bible mentions different spirits. In 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 22, a lying spirit is mentioned. The Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth, and do so. Lying spirits. Did you know that one of the classifications of people that are going to be cast into the lake of fire are all liars? A lying spirit. The Bible also mentions familiar spirits in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 31. Leviticus 19 and 31 says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Don't regard them that have familiar spirits. Now the word familiar here is referring to what these days would be called a necromancer. That is one who conjures the spirits of the dead for purposes of revealing future or influencing the course of events. Those who are trying to bring up the dead and communicate with their spirits. And the Bible says, don't regard those folks. Why? Because they will defile you. There is something about these spirits that is defiling. And we need to cry out tonight, unclean.
Yes, that's it.
These things are unclean. You know that a lot of the theme of movies today is mysticism, witchcraft, Harry Potter, boys doing things that just, and girls maybe that have supernatural powers associated with them, and that's entertainment for the children today. Unclean. Unclean spirits.
Amen.
We need to cry out against these things.
Amen.
They are defiling. And yet, the children of our society are growing up with these unclean spirits. And the Word of God says, don't regard these things. Well, they're devils. Let's turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. In verse 27. When he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded, notice this, the unclean spirit. There was something in this man that was unclean, that was unfit to inhabit the human heart. There was something filthy about this man in his spirit. It wasn't just that he hadn't had a bath for a while. There was a spirit in that man that was filthy, dirty. And he cried out, "What have I to do with thee?"
Yes.
For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. I want you to notice one of the characteristics of an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit can cause a person to do things that are unnatural. I'll speak for myself. I don't want to live in tombs. To me, it's depressing. And to be there at night, I'm still a little afraid of the dark. I don't want to spend my nights in the tombs. There's something unnatural about that. This man, it says, wear no clothes. There's something unnatural about that. This man needed help. I want you to notice tonight the characteristics of an unclean spirit. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and verse 23. There was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Sounds like they had a lot of them back then, doesn't it? Jesus kept running into people with unclean spirits. A man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region round about Galilee. Jesus kept running into unclean spirits. Do you hear about unclean spirits today? We have societal problems. We have serial killers. We have cannibals in the United States today. But I'm not reading news reports of this man was full of unclean spirits. I just don't read that in the news. And I want to ask you, what happened to the unclean spirits? Were they just back in Jesus' time and we just don't have any unclean spirits today? I'm not reading about them in the news. Let me tell you something. If Legion were here today, they would give him a psychiatric evaluation. And they would diagnose him with something and apply some fancy name to it that sounds real impressive. And I don't understand what that means. You must know what you're talking about. And you have a degree behind your name. Whatever you say. That must be the problem with that man. They would have him heavily medicated to control his behavior. And Legion's need was, I'm dirty inside and I have spirits that are possessing me. They are controlling my mind. They're controlling my body. I need help, thou Holy One of Israel. Help me. And they would medicate him today. You know, they're medicating children today that need help. They need spiritual help and they're medicating them to try to control their behavior. When what they needed at home was some whippings. They needed to be told, no, you cannot do that. And instead, they're entertaining them with witchcraft and all manner of vice and evil. Yes. And then trying to medicate the behavior away. God help us to cry out unclean. Yes. There are unclean spirits out there today. Why are these spirits called unclean? Because they're unclean spiritually. When God says, I have set a difference between the clean and the unclean, if we knowingly violate and do what's unclean, that dirties our spirit. That defiles us. These spirits are spiritually unclean. But it goes beyond that. Unclean spirits can cause people to do things that are physically unclean. Here in this nation, we are advanced. We have high technology. We know about diseases and health and hygiene. We're so advanced. We know better than to put a latrine 10 feet away from a well. We know that will make people sick. But let me tell you something. Here in this country, we are advocating lifestyles that will transmit the same disease that you would get by putting a latrine right next to a well. Yes. And in a greater way. Yes. Filthy acts are being promoted by the government of this country that has enough sense to pass laws about latrines and wells that cannot seem to figure out that some of these things are so unclean. Lord, help us. Amen. Unclean.
Yes, amen.
Unclean spirits cause people to behave in inappropriate ways. Ways that are unnatural. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Did you notice that along with the word nakedness, there is the word shame? That's found different places within the Bible. And I want to say something tonight. When we are in public, we should be ashamed to be naked there.
Yes.
That's natural.
Amen.
What is it that causes people in our society to want to go out into the public nearly naked? Are there any unclean spirits today? Perhaps it's the same thing that caused Legion to do that type of thing.
Yes.
There's something unnatural about it. And if we read the story of Legion further, we find that after Jesus cleaned him up, he was clothed and in his right mind. When people are willing to expose themselves in this way out to the public, they are not in their right minds. There is something seriously wrong. Unclean spirits cause people to do unnatural things that are not the way that God designed people to be. But unclean spirits can also be aggressive. Let's turn to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19 and verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth." And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know." You remember the evil spirits kept identifying Jesus? "I know who you are, thou Holy One of Israel." They recognize that is a power greater than I am. "And I know Paul. He has that same spirit. I know him. But who are ye?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of the house naked and wounded. One of the characteristics of an unclean spirit can be supernatural strength. I'd like to read Genesis chapter 13 and verse 13. We're talking about unclean spirits tonight. Genesis 13 and 13. "The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly." That's quite a picture to paint of a society. Let's move over to chapter 19. Chapter 19 of Genesis, verse 1. "There came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the ground. And he said, 'Behold now, my lords, I turn, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night.'" Verse 3, "And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, 'Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us.'" They had the intention of treating them in a way that was not right. Unclean spirits can be aggressive. Amen. Now, Lot wasn't willing to go along with this plan. And when Lot refused them, we read in verse 9, here's their response to Lot. "And they said, 'Stand back.' And they said again, 'This one fellow came in to sojourn,'" speaking of Lot, "'and he will needs be a judge. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them.'" They just threatened Lot. "You got in our way, and it's going to be even worse for you." Unclean spirits can be aggressive. "And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door." Now how's that for hospitality? Here's some strangers that came to town, and they were going to abuse those strangers. "And you're not going to let us there? All right, we're going to break your door down." And even after the angels smote them with blindness, it says they wearied themselves, both small and great, to find the door. those unclean spirits can be very aggressive. Judges chapter 19. Judges 19 and 13. A man was out traveling. Judges 19 and 13, he said unto his servant, "Come, let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night, in Gibeah or in Ramah." And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and lodge in Gibeah. And he went in, and he sat down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at even, which was also of the Mount Ephraim. And he sojourned in Gibeah, but the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, "Whither goest thou, and whence comest thou?" And he said unto him, "We are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim. And from thence am I, and I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to house." Spoke pretty poorly of the city, didn't it? Their hospitality. Just leave the stranger out in the street. The old man, verse 20, said, "Peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me, and only lodge not in the street." So he brought him to his house and gave provender unto the asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring forth the man that came into thine house." And they had the same intention. They were going to mistreat this traveling man. How do they know this man didn't come half sick? Weary with the journey. Didn't matter to them. Evil spirits can be aggressive. You are not safe in the presence of evil spirits from a physical standpoint. Now let me clarify that. If you are a child of God, you can overcome and be safe. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you have great power over every evil spirit that is out there. My point is, evil spirits do not leave people safe. They are aggressive and they are dangerous. I'd like to move to more modern times. It is my belief that these evil spirits did not go away with the day of Jesus. I believe we can see some similar characteristics that sound about like these Bible stories from the USA. The wrath of militant homosexuals can be fierce. In September of 1991, following Governor Pete Wilson's veto of legislation giving homosexuals minority status, thousands of homosexuals rioted in San Francisco, setting fire to a government building and clashing with police. This fury was also turned on Chuck, pastor of a San Francisco church, after Chuck fired a homosexual organist. A wave of terrorism was waged against Chuck, his family, and their church. Here is their story. Rocks, beer bottles, beer cans were thrown through the church windows on many occasions. Swastikas were carved in the church doors and drawn on our house. A window in our car was smashed out. Graffiti was spray painted all over the church, house, and sidewalk. Anti-Christian, pro-homosexual leaflets were scattered around the neighborhood, calling us Nazis, bigots, anti-gay, etc. demonstrators would come into our Sunday services and disrupt the worship. One time a man came pounding and spitting on our front door in the middle of the night, screaming, "We are going to get you, we're going to kill you politically." We were verbally threatened outside the house on the way to the car. There were daily, 24 hours per day, telephone calls. They began with screaming and obscenities. They graduated into phone calls describing our children by name, appearance, where they attended school, and when they got out of school, and what behavior was to be practiced on the children before killing them. Unclean spirits can be very aggressive. You are not safe with unclean spirits. I know we live in an age of tolerance. I know that people love to entertain themselves with all kinds of vile material. But let me tell you something, you are not safe around unclean spirits. In 1996, a near riot by 400 homosexual militants in Madison, Wisconsin, delayed a scheduled speech. Shouting obscenities and slogans, activists invaded and occupied the tiny Trinity Evangelical Fellowship Church for nearly an hour, while hundreds of others banged on the outer walls and windows with rocks and trash can lids. Chants of "crush the Christians" and "bring back the lions" could be heard through the windows. How would you feel here in Green Bank if there were hundreds around this chapel and they were saying, "Bring back the lions"? Unclean spirits can be aggressive. Police refused to clear the chapel, but later agreed to remove individual protesters who refused to be civil. Eventually, the meeting was allowed to continue, though not before some of the protesters went into the church basement and contaminated the floor with human waste. Unclean spirits. I'd like to move to more recent times now. This is from October 15th of 2009, a news article. The man chosen to head the Department of Education's Office of Safe Schools was an activist with the radical pro-homosexual organization ACT UP, known for its aggressive badgering of those who do not support the homosexual lifestyle. This man was chosen to be over the Department of Education, federal level, Office of Safe Schools, a homosexual activist that had been a part of a radical organization. Do you feel safe with your children in the schools now, with this man as the head of safety of public schools? Unclean.
Yes. Yes.
I saw a news item that moved me. There was a cake shop owner in Colorado. Two gentlemen came into my shop on Thursday, July 19th of 2012, about 4:30 p.m. They said they were interested in a wedding cake for their wedding. I told them that I was sorry, but I didn't make cakes for same-sex weddings. Surprised, they both replied, "What?" My response to them that was, while I would make cakes for their birthdays, showers, sell them cookies, brownies, whatever, I just don't do the wedding cakes. At this, they both stood and stormed out of the store. One of them made an obscene gesture, swore, and said something about a blank homophobic cake shop. Within about 30 minutes, I got the first phone call from someone verifying that this was the bakery that just refused to make a cake for a gay couple. When I got home, emails were already coming in. When I woke up Friday morning and checked my emails, there were almost 200. Almost all, if not all, were negative. The phone rang constantly all day Friday. Unclean spirits can be very aggressive. The phone rang constantly all day Friday, including someone who threatened to come and shoot me. I called the police at this, and they came out and were able to witness the mayhem with the phones, both lines ringing back to back. This continued all day Saturday. I was able to talk at length with some of the callers, and I was able to share clearly my faith and the reasons why I believe the Bible to be God's word to us. And that while he clearly states in the Bible that homosexuality is wrong, so is all sin. And I want you to notice this man's theological beliefs. All sin is wrong. And any sin in our lives keeps us out of fellowship with him here on earth. Wow. I was thinking, this man sounds like a holiness person. But more importantly, separates us from him through all eternity and without redemption offered through the death, burial, and resurrection of his only son, Jesus Christ. This man used this harassment, terrorism, as an opportunity to reach out to these folks and share his faith in Christ. I sent this man an email expressing appreciation for his stand. And he responded, and this is information, some of this information is what he gave me. He broadcast it to other people too, but I believe there's some unclean spirits out there today, and I believe they have been turned loose. The cake shop owner said, "My decision not to participate in the gay weddings is not motivated by politics. My rights, guaranteed by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It's not a business decision. It's not hatred of gays, though I've been accused of all these and many others. My decision is based solely on a desire to live my life in obedience to Him and His Word." We need to be able to discern between the clean and unclean, and we need to have real repulsion in our hearts toward unclean spirits. We should love these people that are possessed by unclean spirits. We should point them to a better way. We should treat them in a way that a Christian ought to treat people. But we need to recognize that there's an unclean spirit there, and not to sympathize with that, not to agree with that, not to negotiate terms with that, not to coexist with that, but to recognize this is an unclean spirit. The abiding place of spirits is in the hearts of men. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, if you are sanctified." Matthew 12 and 43. "When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none." Unclean spirits live in men and women and boys and girls. They attach themselves to the souls of people. We need to be aware of that. It is not a psychiatric condition. An unclean spirit is not. It is an unclean spirit. Careful studies have been made about how diseases are transmitted. And there has been considerable progress in learning about that. Well, I want to talk to you about how unclean spirits are transmitted. Spirits in general. The Holy Spirit is received into a person's heart by preparing the heart. First, the heart has to be cleaned. clean the heart with the blood of Christ, and then we're a candidate to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received by submitting the will. We have a song that puts it so beautifully. Take my life and let it be. The Holy Spirit is received by accepting the Holy Spirit. Well, unclean spirits are transmitted in a similar way, by preparing the heart with some uncleanness. Be careful about dabbling around in uncleanness. You may pick up an unclean spirit. By submitting the will, by accepting an unclean spirit. When you hear rap music and you hear the vulgar words, is there some draw in your heart that you feel an attraction to that? Let me tell you something. If you accept that, if you say, yes, I love that spirit, be careful.
Amen.
You may be opening the door to an unclean spirit.
Yes.
What prepares the heart for a spirit? Psalms 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
The meditation of the heart helps prepare the heart for a spirit. What is the meditation of our heart? The scripture says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. I've hidden something down there. I have something. I've prepared my heart to resist the spirits that are out there. I've hidden something in my heart. Well, what do you have hidden in your heart? Is it the word of God? Or is it a love for unclean things? You're opening yourself up to an unclean spirit.
Yes.
Do you believe that music can be spiritually inspired?
Yes.
What about the songs in our songbook?
Yes.
No question about it to me. The Holy Spirit has inspired. That's why they're so rich. Camp meeting after camp meeting, they lift us up. They are inspiring spiritual songs. The same thing applies to unclean songs. They can be inspired by unclean spirits. Music is one of the transmission methods of spirits that are unclean. Another transmission method is material that is found in other forms of entertainment. What's on the internet? If you go to the wrong side of the internet, you can definitely pick up unclean spirits.
Amen.
Movies. So much rotten material in movies. It is a transmission method of spirits that are unclean. Magazines, all these different media, methods of transmission of information, images, sounds,
yes,
thoughts. These things can help transmit unclean spirits when you open your hearts to those kinds of things. Actors and actresses that are performing in the movies that people are watching, do you believe there's a possibility that they're possessed with unclean spirits? If you are watching those, you're listening to what's pouring out of their hearts. The scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And as you listen to that and you watch what they are doing and you partake of their sins, you're opening yourself up for the same spirits that possess these demon-possessed people.
Yes.
I believe the movie producers that produce these movies must be possessed, some of them, by unclean spirits.
Yes, I agree.
What else could possibly cause a movie director to come up with a movie of this theme? A serial killer that is torturing his various victims and showing the torture scenes and the agony of the person undergoing the torture. Who would want to feed on that?
Right.
Unclean.
Yes.
Unclean spirits out there, folks. Let's watch out for the filthiness of this world. We ought to cry out, unclean, unclean, young people, it's unclean.
Amen.
Stay out of the movie houses.
Yes.
Don't download them onto your laptop.
Amen.
Unclean. It's sick. Unclean spirits cause people to do things many times that are unnatural. Spirits gain access by submitting the will. I will commit lust. I will hate that person. I will steal, kill, destroy. When we submit our will to those kinds of things, we are opening the door for unclean spirits to possess us. They're still with us today. In fact, they've been turned loose. When you sin, the Spirit of Christ leaves you, and you have opened yourself to the potential of unclean spirits. I'd like to put some scripture with the fact that sin separates us from God. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not heavy, is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Sin separated Adam and Eve from the tree of life in the garden. The Lord sent an angel with a sword to keep the way of the tree, lest they get back to eternal life. There is a separating effect that sin has between a soul and a holy God.
Amen.
And then those evil spirits come back and they want to bring seven more wicked than themselves to possess that house that was once cleaned of unclean spirits. When we are dealing with unclean spirits, do not negotiate. You notice the unclean spirits identified Jesus. Oh, thou Holy One of Israel.
Yes.
We know you, you're God. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you acknowledged who I am. No. Jesus took control of the situation. He didn't give this unclean spirit a soapbox to go ahead and continue the speech. He took control and he commanded the spirit, keep silent, come out of him. And this should be our approach with unclean spirits as well.
Yes.
We take control. We command them. I rebuke you, Satan. When Satan starts trying to lure in an unclean way, when an unclean spirit is attacking us and bringing unclean thoughts and causing us to feel attraction towards something that is defiling to us, I rebuke you, Satan. No. Stop right now. I don't care if you're quoting me scripture. I don't care if you're flattering me. No unclean spirit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, out of here.
Amen.
We're to take control of unclean spirits. We are to discern spirits. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. There will be spirits that you will feel a powerful opposition to your spirit. That spirit is not confessing Christ. If you have Christ in your heart, and that spirit cannot agree with you, it cannot fellowship you, that spirit is denying that Christ came in the flesh. And that is a spirit of Antichrist. These spirits are alive in the world today, and they're at war with us. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. Revelation 16 and 13. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. I want you to notice the source of unclean spirits. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of pagan religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam. Unclean spirits come out of these religions. Out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. There are unclean spirits in false churches today. More and more opening their doors to gay marriage and all sorts of other vice. For they are the spirits of devils. Now we have them identified. Working miracles. What's the proof that a spirit is a spirit of God? That it can work a miracle? Apparently not. Which go forth and gather themselves to battle. We're in a battle, saints.
Amen.
But I am thankful we have a spirit far stronger than all that. I'm thankful we have a refuge from unclean spirits. Let's read in Hebrews 12 and verse 22. Ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Do you feel safer now? You've come to a place where there is an innumerable company of angels. Oh, I feel safe there.
Amen.
I feel safe in the church of God.
Yes.
There's no unclean spirit that can penetrate that army.
Amen.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Praise the Lord.
Just men that have been cleaned up. There is a beautiful scripture, I think it's somewhere in 1 Corinthians 6, that says something about, know ye not, don't be deceived. Don't you know that fornicators and adulterers and idolaters and all these people shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And some were such of you, but ye are washed.
Praise God.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God we're washed.
Amen.
The things that defiled us, and now we're cleaned up, and now we're a part of this great host of people, of just men whose spirits are made perfect.
Praise the Lord.
Well, there is a final abiding place for spirits.
Yes.
When we all stand before the Lord, and He says to some, welcome. And He says to others, depart from me, I know ye not. What do you think He means when He says, I don't know you? Do you think Jesus is saying, I forgot what your name was? I don't know your DNA or your social security. No, I don't know who you are. I don't think that's what it means. I think it means you have a spirit about you that is foreign to me. And I do not know the spirit that has attached itself to your soul. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. We ought to have a repulsion toward unclean spirits. Yes, there are things that may attract our eyes. They may attract our flesh. We may feel a pull. You know, music can have a pull on you. You can sit on in a restaurant and the beat's going, and if you happen to have been addicted to music like that in the past, and you remember the words of those songs, and you're starting to feel, wow, you know, this kind of makes me feel good. Lord, help us.
Amen.
To recognize there's some unclean spirits behind that. When they're singing about going out and doing this and doing that, that's ungodly, that's an unclean spirit.
Yes.
Oh, I just listened for the beat. I heard somebody say that a long time ago. I believe there's a spirit there.
Amen.
Oh, but it's Christian words. Be careful.
Yes.
What kind of spirit is exact same? I couldn't tell if it was the music coming from the honky-tonk, the bar room, or coming from the church, unless I happened to hear some religious words with it.
Yes.
Could it be that the same unclean spirit that inspired those ungodly songs has found its way into worldly churches and Babylon and sectism?
Yes.
And the people stepped out of the bar room and into the church, and now I can dance.
Absolutely.
Unclean.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
In heaven, there will be no unclean spirits. I'm so glad. There's coming a day, saints, the battle's going to be over.
Yes.
We're not going to have to worry about the Supreme Court anymore.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Oh, what a relief. Battle's over.
Yes.
Unclean spirits are gone. They're sent into the lake of fire.
Yes.
That's the location, the destination of unclean spirits. Revelation chapter 20, then verse 10. And the devil, remember it said these spirits are the spirits of devils. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I don't want one of those spirits attached to me.
Amen.
I don't want to join them in eternal torment.
Amen.
It's not worth it to have a little bit of pleasure in this life. It's not worth it to fit in with the crowd, to join the styles, to enjoy the entertainments, and to have that spirit carry me down to that place of destruction. Shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The Lord doesn't want any of those spirits in His heaven. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever, that includes me, that includes you, whosoever. Now we have another whosoever that says, whosoever will can have eternal life. Whosoever, I can choose it. But whosoever chose this world, chose to allow the unclean spirits to take control in their hearts, that chose the fellowship of the world, whosoever, that's anyone here that makes that choice, was not found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. There is a cure for unclean spirits. Zechariah 13 and verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Thank God.
Amen.
For uncleanness.
Thank the Lord.
For unclean spirits. For the defiling effect they had on my soul. But some were such were some of you. But thank God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're washed. You're cleaned. There's a fountain open tonight. If these spirits have defiled you, if you've been in sympathy, if you've engaged in things that have defiled you, there is a fountain open. I'm thankful for that fountain. May God help us that we will retain a repulsion toward all these spirits that are unclean. In spite of what the world is telling you, in spite of the temptations that may be out there, God help us to recognize where that's coming from. And to keep our hearts pure and clean. May God bless you tonight.
Amen.